And now to a segment we call Heard on the Street. We go out and talk to street performers, musicians, or just people making themselves heard. Today, we hit the jackpot when the D.C. Metro Authority announced that they would be holding tryouts for performers to play in the subway stations. We sent our producer, A.C. Valdez, in search of the latest street idol.
I'm Christopher Radham. I need a little bit of extra money this summer. I'm a cellist, and cello is mainly an orchestral instrument, but everybody knows Yo-Yo Ma these days, so it's become a big solo instrument over the years, especially recently, and he's brought the cello into a lot of new lights other than the typical classical orchestral repertoire.
Street name is Jammin' JD, Washington, D.C. I'm a 25-year street performing veteran, and a lot of these people here aren't street performers. The flute chose me. I've been playing flute since I was 17. I mean, before then, in elementary school, I played recorders and fifes, and when I went to Job Corps, 76, something like that, I got my first flute handed to me. And somebody let me use it and keep it. And then I started street performing when my first son was in the womb. And I lost my job, so I went to the streets and started playing music on the streets. Found out I could make good money on the streets. And I increased my repertoire over the years and played so many places, universities, got gigs off of it. Still going at it. Music is the core of my life.
Well, I'm originally from Port-au-Prince in Trinidad. I grew up with the invention of the theater. And I had always have that great love for this theater. I used to be a merchant marine. But I came here because they asked me to come to make the first steel drum set for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That was 1967. And when I came to Washington, Boston was too cold. And then I became an engineer at Howard University Power Plant. And I retired to the steel drum for life.
My name is Michael Hartridge, and I play all string instruments, guitar, bass player, mandolin, violin. So I heard about it on the news and thought I'd come down here and check it out and give people in D.C. a little taste of Mike. What I really wanted to do was to be able to, like, in the morning when people go to work, just give them a song that they could take with them through the day. You know how when you're listening to the radio in the morning, you're on your way to work, and you hear this one tune, and for some reason, when you go to the bathroom, that tune is with you. When the boss in there telling you, I need this report right now, that song is with you. When you go home and you're like, it was a rough day, but that song is still in your head. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to give people that.
Now pretty ladies around the world got a weird thing to tell you.
That was cellist Christopher Redham, flautist Jammin' J.D., Sam Brown on the steel drums, and mandolin player Michael Hartridge. We tried calling the Metro Authority to see if any of our tour idols made the cut, but we were unable to get an answer by broadcast, so just be on the lookout for a guy rocking out Cameo on the mandolin. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News.